says goodbye, I'm gone. Oh, and I won't be coming back. Because this life is too hard, like a heart attack.
Oh, now I'm headed back to you. was Headed Back to You, and just before that, Running by Matt Blaise, who won the Great American Song Contest in 2016 and Singer-Songwriter of the Year at the YYC Awards last year. I spoke with Matt over Skype. Matt, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thank you very much for having me.
How long has music been a part of your life? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I would say we were pretty decently musical. My dad played piano and saxophone and that, but mostly it was road trips. We would always we had an old van and had a tape player in it. And so it was Beach Boys and the Beatles and movie soundtracks. And as we would drive to whatever camping spot, we would sing along to those tapes. So I think that's where I learned to love music.
Is there one particular album you can think of that was life-changing for you when it came out?
There's definitely been a few. Recently, Matt Mays released an album, Coyote, now two albums back for him. That one was just one of my favorite albums of all time and sort of made me think differently about the music I was making at the time. But like early on in my life, I would say it might be Led Zeppelin III. I got into vinyl records when I was in high school, and I bought from some old lady's garage sale, I bought a big thing of vinyl records, and Zeppelin III was in there, and I loved the mix of rock and folk and just great songwriting. So that one made me really want to write my own songs.
Do you have a favorite or particularly beloved guitar?
I play a Taylor 416, which I've had for 10 years. It's getting all worn and you got dings in it. I want it to be like Willie Nelson's guitar, you know, it's got all the holes in it. So is one of my prized possessions. One of my dream guitars though, is that I don't own, but I would like to, is a Gretsch White Falcon.
How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or is it more often the other way around?
I would say it starts with a lyric. I have a note on my phone, which is just thousands and thousands of words or random sentences or whatever. They'll come to me a lot of times when I'm driving. And, so I'll sort of like dictate them into my phone. And then when I sit down to write, I just scroll through this massive note and choose a line that inspires me. So it doesn't even start with like a whole bunch of lyrics. It starts with sometimes just one word.
Do you personally feel most in your element when you're out there performing on a stage or when you're writing or recording?
I would say I feel most in my element on stage. I did a little bit of theater when I was a kid and then music, you know, I was playing lots on the stage, playing live way before I ever recorded. So that feels much more at home. A good show, I don't even remember. You know, you walk off stage and be like, oh, man, where's the last 2 hours gone? So I feel really comfortable up there.
You won the Singer-Songwriter of the Year Award last year at the YYC Music Awards for your song Set Me Free, and you have a great video up on YouTube for that song as well. Tell me about the making of that.
Thank you. The song I wrote with Ian Moore, who's an artist down in the States, and we actually wrote it over Skype, which I had never done before. I couldn't head down there with my schedule, and my producer said, you should work with this guy. So we wrote over Skype. And mostly we just sort of talked about the music industry and life on the road and, you know, how sometimes you're driving around, you're free in the world, but you're not free in your life. So that sort of, that came up and we wrote this song just about that notion of freedom or, you know, being trapped. And so then the video, I wanted to kind of capture that same thing. Be in this desolate place. And so we went to Drumheller, which is this desert in Alberta. And originally it was just going to be a photo shoot with a friend of mine. But I said, man, this is beautiful. Just hit the record button and let's hang out here all day. And so I actually edited it myself. I took all the footage and we got some beautiful stuff.
Just an execution. I won't walk another.